If you watch the Grammys, you are kind of an idiot. Monkey see, monkey do.
This is Satan worship.
And the Grammys are what, music? Nick's on pain medications from his surgery.
I'm not, dude. I'm off them.
We're having our own little satanic ritual over here, dude.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Pedro.
Who do you think you are?
Hey, CJ.
What's going on, CJ?
Hey, boys.
Got some Fisher-Price glasses over there. What happened?
You noties.
Back again. Wow, guys. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it did suck.
It does suck that we're back, but we had to come back due to popular demand.
We couldn't
just stay hidden away.
For sure.
I'm Nick. I'm happy to be in Pedro's backyard. I have a beautiful daughter now.
Congratulations.
I have a hernia pushed inside of my stomach, and I got balls bluer than Pedro's shirt, dude.
And I'm Pedro, folks, and I am so grateful to be here.
Oh, my God.
I'm honestly, dude, I missed the podcast. I missed you guys.
Okay, fair
enough. What I'm saying? I'm grateful to be around my friends. We got a nice little fire pit going here. We're drinking some good drinks, dude. We're having a good time. We're back at it. The boys are back in town.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And who do we got over here to my right?
Who's that?
What's up, everybody? I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJTalksFunny for jokes and dates. Catch me live. Doing comedy.
Very good.
Damn, yeah. That was good.
Very good.
Thanks. Did you guys hear about this Chinese balloon?
What?
Yeah, Chinese spy balloon. We shot it down, dude. Mm-hmm. Now, the Chinese say, they swear it's not a spy balloon. They just lost it during a birthday party. Yeah, they just let it go. Mm-hmm. And Biden wanted to shoot it down immediately.
Of course.
But the military told him, wait until we get a chance to suck the helium out of it and make funny voices.
Oh, true.
True.
Yeah.
That's fun. The military always likes to have fun, don't they?
They do.
They do.
Jeez Louise.
They're a fun bunch.
Dog masks, mm-hmm. Raping women, soldiers.
Of course.
All the good stuff.
Prisoners. Raping. Of war.
Yeah. Prisoners of war.
It's all fun. It's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games, so it's done to yourself
they
in your
love
own
that.
Country. So...
Dude, I feel like we have so much to talk about, we don't know, like, where to start.
I know, we don't have enough time.
We don't have enough time.
We don't have enough daylight.
The sun's going to go down.
We're literally ending when the daylight goes down.
We might have the ambience of the fire.
What's that? Ambience, what's that?
It's like the energy or the, you know, what is it exactly?
It's like a visual mood.
Yeah,
visual
I just want to see, visual I just want to hear what he felt like ambience would mean.
Yeah,
like, I don't know, I've heard people say that before.
I wasn't too far off.
No, that was good. I felt like that was good.
It was the right word, even though you didn't know what you were saying.
What you're saying, right. Yeah.
That's how I talk.
An ambiance.
An ambiance.
Hell yeah, that's my favorite singer, Ambiance.
She won some Grammys, dude, once again.
Did she?
Shout out to the Grammys. I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I got stuff going on.
Yeah. You do, dude. You want to get into it?
Did you guys watch the Grammys?
No, did you? Loser.
No, but check this out.
Fucking pop culture.
Yeah, dude. Nerd.
Gay nerd.
What is this, dude?
Whoa.
Who's doing this? Here we go.
All right.
Sorry.
What happened?
Just trying to make it bright for you guys.
I could have clicked play, dude. Oh, technical difficulties running.
What's this freaking song?
Who is that, first of
all? I don't know.
Sam Smith and Kim Petras.
I've never heard of either.
This is Satan worship.
And the Grammys are what, music?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a Baptist church.
This is legitimately a ritual, dude. Yeah. I'm not okay with it.
I'm hard. Oh.
Sam Smith, I didn't think you would go that way. You have such a beautiful voice.
You don't have
a
choice at the end. You have to.
That's true.
Yeah, if you want to be famous, then that's what
you get. That's insane, dude. They're fucking worshiping him.
Who
and he's
cares?
Dressed as the devil, dude. I don't want my children seeing that. You should care more because now you have a child that you have to protect.
What's
from
wrong with Satan, dude?
These
What's
satanic wrong with
rituals. I didn't watch it, so why would she watch it? Maybe she just had good taste, dude. But she's not a fucking idiot.
Sam Smith.
The only reason I saw it is because CJ showed me.
Yeah, if you watch the Grammys, you are kind of an idiot, dude.
Or excited or celebrating anybody winning or losing those things. I remember watching them when I was a little bit younger. Just
last year?
Yeah. Good one. I'm 34, dude.
It's a little younger, dude. You're 33.
Okay, true. But I would watch them just because I felt they're like these huge things. So you'd watch them and then go to high school or junior high and be like, oh, this person. And like, Why does anybody care?
Who gives a shit?
I know. And it's all, it's, yeah.
The sad reality is that everybody cares.
Was it ever better? Except, no, like the views on them are way lower now because people, I feel like, don't care as much. So was there a time actually where it was like more elevated than what it is now? And like it wasn't so sold out? And
yeah. Before the, well, sold out is another thing.
Satanic ritual.
But it's that institutional capture thing.
Like, yeah.
It's locked into what it has to be. And then the rest of the world is happening outside of it. And mm-hmm. now that there's the internet, it doesn't matter. Like, everybody's right. like, who gives a shit what yeah. you guys think?
Right, right, right.
This is stupid, you know? Like, I can build my own audience. I don't need your validation.
I can do my own satanic rituals at home.
Yeah,
I don't need to watch
yeah,
yours.
Dude, we're building an audience every day when we do this podcast.
Yep, we have one viewer thing. Here,
really?
Supposedly.
Who is it?
Nobody, they're not talking.
Well, what's up, viewer?
Well, don't scare them away, dude. Yeah, no,
be nice
yeah.
to them, dude.
Yeah.
Show them a tit.
Looking over here like fucking gay Jeffrey Dahmer glasses, dude.
Hey, come on.
No, those are dope. I do like them.
Yeah, I'm more of an incel Jeffrey Dahmer anyways.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
Like, I can't trick people back to my apartment, so I just have sex with food before
Jeffrey
I
Dahmer
eat
had
it.
Elton
game,
Dahmer, dude.
Dahmer had some game, dude. He got so many people back to his place.
Yeah, well, he was gay in, like, what was that? What was the era? 80s?
Like, mid-70s?
Mid-70s. Yeah, dude, being gay back then was the ticket. So if you find another man who likes fellatio,
oh,
you're
true.
In business.
True.
Black, white,
I forgot
straight,
about fellatio.
Gay.
Yeah, fellatio, dude.
And being
Asian.
Gay was so, like, taboo back then
right.
that you could transfer right from... I'm gay to
hot.
I would like
Orgies.
To consume your flesh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, gay to cannibal, the tramway was much shorter.
Well, both are psychological disorders.
When you're right, you're right, Nick.
I mean, we're bringing the news to the people.
Ooh, that burns a little in the morning.
It sure does, dude.
It does burn a little in the morning, dude.
It is weird, though, to see the institutions, the Grammys,
mm-hmm.
just outright... Satan worshiping. Like, they didn't make it like
yeah.
look bad. It was just here is a picture of hell.
Looked
and
pretty
it's
dope, dude.
Sexy.
Yeah. It was pretty
and
sexy.
And you're just like, what, dude? A
couple of bitches yeah. in cages, dude.
Well, I mean, all
what
those people
doing?
Are going to hell.
True.
Sure.
So it is nice that they're kind of warming up the idea of it to,
yeah.
to their viewers
so
and the people creating the
it's
content.
It's kind of gonna be like this.
Yeah.
And
like,
Satan
yeah.
was the angel of music.
Yes.
Was he really?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder he played the fiddle so hard, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I want to play my fiddle hard because I'm
horny. Yeah, he, diddled,
are you really?
He diddled that fiddle.
Dude, you and my boy over here, horny boys, huh?
Are yeah. we?
You guys are horny
the,
boys, we'll, dude.
I jerked it twice today.
You found about our other podcast, The Horny Boys?
The Horny Boys.
It yeah. popped up on the algo, dude. So yeah. you might like this.
I can't believe you saw that. Are you mad that we started another
nah,
podcast?
Nah, I'm not mad. I'm not upset at all.
Yeah,
pretty I'm
actually
good podcast.
Happy for you guys. Yeah, for sure.
The horny boys.
The
dude.
Horny boys.
It's like the Hardy Boys.
It always ends
porn.
Up with you guys having gay sex.
Okay, why do you have to go there?
I mean, you put it out
We're
there.
In your backyard. You got us some alcoholic beverages, yeah. and you're just talking about us banging
and,
each other
And
out.
You're not wrong, but it's the tone
yeah.
that we don't appreciate.
Oh, sorry.
And I can't bang it out right now, dude, for yeah. literally until the doctor says that I can have sex again.
I have yeah. to fuck his ass so gently right now. It's ridiculous.
Oh, you don't
dude.
Want to pop
I
any
can't
stitches,
even,
dude.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah, it's making love.
How
instead
slow
of,
it is kind
of. It's
hot.
Making love instead yeah. of fucking, dude.
Yeah, dude.
For sure.
Right, which I hate.
It's like everybody has that autistic cousin that we've had sex with, yeah. right? Yeah.
For me, it's second cousin.
Oh, second
yeah.
cousin. Oh, that's good. Got to keep it close.
Skip the generation.
Too close.
Yeah. There never was any relationship of any kind.
Oh.
Oh. You're a dad now, Nicholas.
That's true. Yeah, I need to stop talking like this.
You're a father.
I need to sell my oats.
And I met the little baby, dude, and she is precious.
Yeah, she is precious.
She's
adorable.
Such a, I have baby fever so bad right now, dude. It's,
do you?
It's ridiculous. Yeah, I want another baby so bad.
To do what with?
Raise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I wasn't going to say rear.
I wasn't sure if the Grammys.
He's all Ray.
Yeah,
oh.
To show them race.
Yeah, you got baby fever, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
can I hold yours?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not worried about like the added expense and everything. Like now
we'll
you're gonna
out,
have
dude.
To pay for another
we'll
child.
Figure it out.
Very Hispanic attitude. I like
you always
it.
Figure it out.
You always
over
figure it out. You
legitimately.
$200 billion.
Thanks, bye. Thanks, Joey B. No, dude, it's with anything. Yeah. If, with any, and if you're in a hard situation,
mm-hmm.
you always figure it out. If you are a determined person and you want to make it work, it will work out because you will it. You will it into existence.
Yep.
and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jordan Peterson, actually.
Well, that sucks.
Nah, I'm not worried about the expense, dude.
No, yeah, me either.
I like your socks, Pedro.
Thanks, dude.
They're cute.
They're my wipes.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. Cross-dressing. Here we go again.
It's been too long.
How's it been? How's it been being a daddy? It's, okay, hold on.
Okay.
Can you separate the two? Like, the hernia? Do you feel like you've been able to completely grasp the idea of what it is being a dad because of your injury?
Why would I not? What do you mean?
I don't know, but is it
makes it harder.
Like, she pushed a baby out, you pushed your guts out.
Yeah, it's like the same thing.
It makes it harder? Yeah, I can see that.
Well, just to have a surgery after, yeah, for sure. But what was good is it literally happened. So the baby's 2 weeks old today. So I had a surgery 1 week after she was born, which was really honestly perfect timing because I was out for like a good 4 to 5 days after the surgery. And like her due date wasn't until February 9th. So if I would have had, if she would have came right after I got the surgery or any time, like I wouldn't have been able to like help in the birthing process in the same way or be like, even right after she was born, I was still able to help a lot.
Right.
And those first like three nights are pretty much the hardest nights or at least for like from the get go. It's like bringing the baby back home, finding her footing. She is drinking the fucking chloroform or whatever out of the tit before it turns into breast milk the first 3 to 5 days.
It's chloroform.
So, it's only fat. So they're just going every like 45 minutes to an hour. They're just out of the body. So they're unhappy. So like those first couple of days, like if I was...
It's a traumatic experience.
Exactly. So if I was in the position I am now during all that, it would have been... It was perfect timing, the time that she came.
The man upstairs, dude.
And it was wild too because her water broke at like 2 a.m. on a Sunday night. And
do you have a song?
Her water broke at 2 a.m.
on a Sunday night
in Texas.
I don't know why.
So we couldn't abort that baby. So her water broke, and we were both like, she was like in disbelief, and I was too. I was like, we were so set on it happening in February that we're like, it's not happening.
I thought you guys were going to be a week late.
I mean, that's what she was hoping, because a lot of first-time mothers are later. But maybe the Hispanic and her Hispanics usually have babies earlier.
Be like, I know when this is done. Take it out of the
oven. She's like, get me out of here. I need to work.
Is my visa ready?
We are doing an Indian accent. I'm ready to go now.
You were doing it. I was doing a Hispanic, house cleaner.
All right. Fair enough. You've
been doing a Hispanic house cleaner, dude?
Don't tell my wife. Come on. So her water broke. She's calling our birthing center, like being like, is this what happened? They're like, yeah, probably. So call us, like the midwife will call us like 6 or 7 in the morning. And then we're like, fuck, I think this is happening. Except if her water breaks, it means in the next 24 hours, she has to have a baby.
Right.
And I was like, that's perfect. I don't have to go to inventory the next morning, which was beautiful as well.
For work.
But also like we hadn't packed our fucking to-go bags yet. I haven't put up like the bassinet yet. Like there's a couple of things like I had scheduled for this like coming weekend to do.
You thought you had
to
2 weeks.
The pediatric for like all set up. Yeah, we thought we had 2 more weeks, which isn't a lot of time, but in a time where like you're living on a week to week, like appointment to appointment, it is kind of a lot of time because you schedule shit out if you do it right. We were like throwing everything together like 3 in the morning. We're just like, damn, dude, I don't know. We went in there at 10 o'clock for her to check. She's like, you're like 6 inches dilated.
Damn,
we're like, well, we're having a baby.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's dope. It's wild. Dude.
She had it in the bathtub. I caught it like outside, like I caught it in the water.
Really?
And it's all like covered in this like the white like mucus or whatever. So like, and none of the bones or anything are fused yet. So like I scoop it from the water, and this is the first infant newborn I've ever held in my life. My own daughter.
It's like Jell-O, dude.
The own child, the only one, but especially right out of the fucking vagina. Yeah. Nothing is formed yet. So like, I don't want to break its neck or anything. So I'm just like, what the hell? I'm just
literally break it at that point.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. It's so weird though. Because, like, literally within, like, hours, it's in a different form.
Oh, for sure.
But every day I wake up and she's in a different form.
Yeah, because the swelling's always, like, it's going down for sure.
She came out with a cone head, dude, because it happened so quick. She went 2 a.m. water broke. Like, 1:56 she was born.
Yeah, I think we discussed this, too. I think she came out with the back of her skull facing her backbone.
Yeah,
so that's why it was
back pain.
Yeah, that's why it was like more painful for Kenzie.
Yeah, don't say her name, but yeah. We don't talk anymore.
Oh, that was
that's for next week. We broke up.
I broke up with her.
I saw it happen to the vagina. I said, I'm out.
I can't see that. That's why I didn't want to see it.
Back
dude.
In my bag.
That's why I was like, I'm okay.
It didn't gross me out that much to watch the baby's head come out of the vagina.
I don't know. I think
it'd be gross on like seeing their legs spread open outside of water. I think seeing it in the water at like kind of a different angle. I don't know.
Yeah. It was cloudy.
It was just wild, dude. I'm just like, what? This is so fucking weird.
And then the afterbirth, dude.
Oh, she blew out her afterbirth.
Really? She has some pressure behind it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The doctor was getting her placenta out, like on the bed, and she like blew, like covered her like in blood. It was,
whoa.
Nice. That was wild.
I'm gonna puke.
I know. She's like, well, I have another outfit in the car. It happens all the time. It was so funny. Gotcha. The placenta is wild to see. If you've ever seen a placenta in real life,
yeah.
I mean, it's like this fucking big.
It's massive.
It's thick too.
It's
like
not,
waffle.
It's like a Chinese spy balloon, dude.
Bigger.
Yeah.
You think you'd eat it?
Like, I've had a couple of the tablets.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's I've had a couple of
capsules. I mean, it's just powdered in a pill. So
well, I guess
really
you don't even taste it.
Yeah. She has a tincture, which I'll probably take some of that.
Is that helping you recover from your hernia surgery?
I thought maybe. Why not, dude? We'll see.
Some little,
see what the
little
witch
bit of,
doctor does, dude.
A little bit of stem cells, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've been shoving it in my ass.
Suppository.
Boof it.
Yeah, I'm putting it in my dick hole.
Well, it's a faster,
what's that called?
It's a faster track.
Oh,
yeah. Through the rectum.
Oh, yeah. That's what I've been telling you for years. We're about this problem.
It reaches your gut a little quicker. That's crazy, man. Now, congratulations. I'm super happy
for
you.
Congrats, buddy.
Thank you.
I think you're going to be a great father.
It's been amazing. It's really hard to say, put into words, because it's a different type of love than you've ever experienced before.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like this.
Original,
it's not like as emotional in a weird way. It is emotional, but it's more of like being the provider, like taking care of somebody. It's strange.
Did you have the that's definitely
Jesus,
Pedro's
that
mic.
Is me.
Did you have the thing like Pedro described, where at first you weren't immediately emotional, like it took a while to like?
No, when she went to take a shower,
he cried when he held his baby the first time.
Yeah.
Dude, what a little bitch!
But I thought it was
a little bitch.
You love your child, dude. You fucking fag.
Oh my god, I can't believe it, dude.
I didn't cry that much though. Like reading the parenting books prior, I would imagine holding her, and I would cry or get to, like I would probably cry more
Jesus
than
Christ.
When I actually held her.
It's kind of disgusting how
it was
in tune with your feelings you are.
I am, dude. I'm a cancer, dude. I got cancer.
That's
I'm dying.
What the
I literally have limited amount of time, so let me just appreciate stuff. No, yeah, it's just weird. It's just, and it's also just watching somebody that I love, you know, birth
become
a child.
A
like, yeah. I love her in a whole different way as
for
well.
Sure.
And then
there's
watching
so much more
her
respect.
Take care for sure. But it's not respect. Like, I don't respect her still, but it's like you watch them do it, and like, I mean, having a natural birth for sure too. It's like,
yeah.
You got to give props to any like woman doing that without the meds and stuff, but it makes way more sense doing it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, seeing her going through that whole process and just being like, I love this person. Yeah. Like,
well, dude, it's unbelievable the amount of strength that they have to like fucking be able to do that, dude. Your cervix dilates fucking 10 centimeters.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Insane. Like, you also form a new organ.
Right, inside
to be
of you.
Able to sustain life to a child. Yeah. Like that baffles me in its own. Like the female body. Sorry.
And she just being
the women body baffles me.
Same, dude.
Baffled.
I would love to.
I haven't seen one in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd love to like touch one or see one in real life. That'd be crazy.
I remember when the midwives was saying too, like they have that placenta that's in them, that this huge organ's then ripped out of them. Mm. So it's like they have this huge hole basically inside of them.
Well,
too.
That's where they're all like, their organs used to be.
Right, so they're all shifting back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, so then a week after that, I had my surgery, which was way worse than I thought it was going to be. Then the way
it was worse than the birth.
I mean, for me, yeah. But yeah, watch. Then like a week later, then her just, I don't know. She's amazing. Like, I'm so happy to have her in my life, because just even going through all this and having somebody and like how I know, like, she just gave birth a fucking week ago. And then a week after being able to take care of me and like helping me with stuff and just being emotionally and physically available, it's nice, dude.
Let's not talk about gay shit no more.
Okay. Yeah, stop being gay and loving your family, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. I'm in ecstasy. Literally. I took ecstasy because my pain pills have ran out.
You're just taking everything you can at this point.
I'm also just not working. I haven't worked in like now a week and a half. So
that's,
I mean,
kind of dope, though.
It's a vacation.
Yeah.
And a weird, not in the way that you'd want a vacation to be, because, like, I wish I was doing a million other things, especially that first week. Literally, time got lost. It was like a vortex just laying on the couch, which was terrible. And I was like, I'm going to write songs, do some writing, work on a couple things. Got nothing.
Bullshit.
Done. Yeah. No, but
well, I remember the Tuesday you got, the Monday you, was it a Monday that you went into?
Yeah. So Sunday, like, I think we talked.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, yeah, dude, I think Monday, or I think Tuesday I'll be good for podcasting.
I was sure.
Because you read outpatient surgery or whatever, and you're like, oh, okay, you're just in and out.
Kind of, in a way. I don't know, man. I was just kind of like, I mean, it's a surgery and everything, but also I'm like, if I'm just icing it and don't feel good, like, I can just sit there. It'll be all right.
Right.
But it was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, things were stabbing me at all times, like every part of my stomach and abs and pelvic. And
isn't that wild? Did they put you under, right?
Yeah. And then also, it's like you can't drink or eat anything like 12 hours prior. So I drink so much water, especially throughout the night. So I'm so dehydrated. They shove that fucking breathing tube down your throat. I had a sore throat for literally 3 days. Like, it hurt so bad.
Damn,
it's like I couldn't breathe. And then I had that pain too. I'm like, this is, it's like, can you lube it up or something, dude?
Seriously, huh?
When I first woke up from my hernia surgery, that was the first thing they did, was give me, I was like, for some reason I was just talking, like, in my head. I was like,
yeah,
I like came to in the middle, I came to in the middle of a sentence, and I was like, oh, it's over. And I opened my eyes, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I just, it was like the most sore abs that you could imagine having. Mm.
It's crazy.
Kind of the same for you?
Worse than 100 sit-ups, dude?
Yeah, but.
Yeah,
but they also, they inject something in your stomach that numbs it for like 14 to 16 hours. So immediately, at least for me, so immediately after, it wasn't that bad. Then when I came to, they're like, how do you feel? I'm like, bad. Give me one hit of meds.
Morphine.
I think morphine.
Yeah.
And then again, she's like, how do you feel? I'm like,
keep
another
dripping
one.
It. Keep
does,
dripping.
Does another one.
Yeah.
And then a little bit later, then she's like, how's this now? I'm like, still pretty bad.
Yeah,
and so I'll give you something else then, and that's when she gave me fentanyl the third time.
Ooh,
so like I didn't like I did I felt that feeling, but almost in a good way. I felt like, damn, I got like finally got some ab workout in. Like it felt good, and then by like 20 hours later, I was like, "Fuck, dude, this is not good." Because at that point, I was on fentanyl, the two hits of morphine, the pain pills that they gave me. I was taking it like 10 milligrams of edibles like every hour at least. So I was cruising.
You were zonked out, dude.
It was sick. I felt good, dude. I was like, I'm not working. I got, like, meals taking care of me. And so
I'm a new dad. I don't have to pay attention to my family yet.
I just paid attention to her. I was cuddling with her all the time, dude.
Sure you did, dude.
Come on. Be nice, dude.
I'm the nicest guy here.
You think? Is that true?
No.
I can't imagine that's true.
It's actually a lie.
I would say most people would say he is because they don't know him, because he's... has a lot of multiple faces.
Yeah. Multiple faces, dude. Yes. You calling me out? What do you
yeah.
What do you mean?
You got split personality disorder.
I think I do.
I know. I'm literally saying that right now. And now you're being a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, and Netflix needs to take that movie Split down off of there, because they're making it hard on my boy over here.
Yeah,
Split, it's hard
to
do it.
He's trying to have multiple personality disorder, and people are thinking he's a serial killer and shit. And it's like, well, maybe he is, but you don't have to judge him.
Yeah.
So what, dude? I got some multiple personalities. They're all cool.
They're cool with me.
They're all cooler than you, dude. I don't need you to hang out.
Yeah, that's true. Damn, yes. what a ride, bro.
I know. It's been a wild 2 weeks for sure.
Yeah.
And so now
you're
out. I mean, you're out and about.
It's nice. I mean, it's like the first time I've kind of been out.
Yeah.
Because like Saturday, so we were doing this on a Tuesday. That was like 3 days ago. It's like the first time I could even really kind of get up. We went in the car, did like an errand or two. So like that, like that's it though. Like then yes, like on Sunday it was a little bit better. And then today is pretty gradually better than I felt in a while, which is nice. So, but it just sucks, man. Really sucks.
Yeah.
Surgery blows.
I thought it was going to be so cool.
I really did not think it was going to be a big deal. It's crazy how not a big deal I thought it was going to be.
You're probably like so optimistic that you're like, it's going to be good. It's going to be okay. You know, like, you didn't expect to fucking slam into a wall.
Yeah. No, not
like,
at all.
Like you did.
I slammed, dude. I slammed into a wall.
You slammed hard, dude.
Hell yeah, into a vaginal wall.
Whoa.
Not for a while, dude.
Not till the doctor says he's clear, dude.
Not till the doctor says he's queer.
This little fire thing's nice, dude. Fucking warming up my feet.
Not a fan.
You're not a fan? Why is that?
Reminds me of the Grammys.
We're having our own little satanic ritual over here, dude.
Oh, true. Oh,
on,
this is our Grammy
on,
episode.
On,
oh. Fuck little children, come this way.
There never was any relationship of any kind.
Nah, dude, I've never done that.
So CJ's been pretty horned up, I heard.
I heard. You heard? Who told you this, dude?
In the newsletter.
The newsletter? We got the memo?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. My boy and I went to the fucking Phoenix Open yesterday, and he was... Yeah.
I was ogling ladies. Pedro was a perfect gentleman, perfect married man.
He never oogles women.
No,
I never oogle women.
Literally every time a woman came by,
damn, dude, why would you call me out like that,
ass, dude? No, literally every time a beautiful woman walked by, he shut his eyes like this, and he was like picturing his wife and
I turned to my daughter and I was like, "Hey, honey, how you doing? You know, like everything good?"
Yep.
And I tried not to look. It's temptation. It's Satan.
Mm-hmm. Satanism. Yeah.
Satan's sending these gorgeous fucking
harlot
beautiful
sirens.
Women.
So what? CJ was just checking out women, and you were getting offended that he was getting all horned up, or was that horny?
All right, let me tell you this.
I was like, every time I would see a woman, I'd be like, oh, and Pedro was like, how hot was she? And I'd be like, look, and I'd just show him my dick, and like depending on how hard it was.
That's a good scale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a decent scale.
So it's a 1 out of 3.
Not a great scale, but
it was a quarter size scale.
It was a semi hard scale, dude. We were girl in the white dress. We were walking up.
I didn't look at anybody. You remember that girl in white dress? Yeah.
We were walking up, and there's some stairs involved, and then
we're in the members box.
We were in the members club.
Oh,
dude.
Nice.
We scanned our ticket. Or our wristband, and then homeboy over here gets up there. We get up there, we have a little bit of breakfast, and he goes,
mm-hmm. "What'd you have?"
It was gay.
It was gay.
I mean, if you want to classify a yogurt parfait as straight,
that's pretty gay.
It's pretty gay. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yogurt par gay.
Dude, that sounds like a good porno. Just six guys come into a cup, and then you put granola.
Just munch it.
Oh no, the fruit's already there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's the talent.
I like that idea.
We get up there and we get settled down, and he goes, "Dude, did you see those thighs?"
No, what I said was them big old thighs coming out from under that skirt.
Literally, he did that. I didn't know what to do, dude. I was like, "Calm down, boy. Settle, boy."
Thighs is getting me drunk, dude.
that blows my mind every time. Thighs is so strange to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's such a
sensual
part of the
thighs.
Female figure.
I just want to bite them.
Really? That's what you want to do to them?
Uh-huh. I told you those glasses are turning him into Jeffrey Dahmer, dude.
turning into a dog with a mailman. What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude. And
he's looking for a girl with fucking mailman legs, dude.
Yeah, this fucking 115 outside, walking around the neighborhood, just dropping off fucking mail, dude.
Post office thighs make me want to shoot my coworkers.
Go postal on those thighs, dude.
Yeah, no, but your boy was over here. It was just like, God damn, there's so many beautiful women. And then we passed by the Zimburger place, and they have, you know, they're bumping some tunes, dude. So Izzy just starts dancing, because we look like a gay couple.
And then CJ was watching?
Can I finish my story, dude? Can I say something serious before you fucking just
Pedro,
and shit, dude?
I don't like this personality that you just switched on to.
Hold on, is this better?
You're not smoking anymore, Pedro?
I took a little ripsky, dude. I'm chilling. It's nice out.
For a man with a mushroom hat, you sure are a pussy.
Good one.
I thought it was he laughed, dude. He's my audience.
Yeah.
I played a CJ. I played a white man.
You get in my face with that, I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, dude, but so we walk past Zimburger. They're playing music. My daughter starts dancing because we look like a gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys and a little girl, adopted girl. And then the girls from the restaurant, the Zimburger, they come out with like hula hoops and like bubbles and stuff. And your
bubble
boy
butts.
Over here. See what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah. What did you call
What's
it?
Wrong with that?
What did you call it, dude? What?
Call what?
It wasn't it was a spandemic? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely COVID-19, the spandemic.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's the spandies everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With the women?
With the ladies.
I don't know. I'm a married
man. Well, I don't know either because I closed my eyes, remember?
You're a committed man now.
Yeah. But I do love a good cum burger, dude. I bet you that's your thing. Was spandex all running around there, hula hooping, bubble button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to wear two pairs of undies, bro, just to.
Well, you're a strip club or a golf club.
They go one in hand when it's the Phoenix Open.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Anything wild happened there?
Mondays is a practice round, so it's like a pro-am. It's like,
yeah, it didn't get too crazy.
Didn't get too wild. Not a huge amount of people.
Oh, no, like no drunk people falling all over the place.
I know
somebody shit in the like fountain like 5 years ago.
That's dope. Good for that person.
I'm saying that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's so Blink 182, dude.
But no, man, we got there about like 8:45, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. CJ's hard as a rock.
We were on the bus because we parked, you know, and then they take the bus.
He's looking at porn on the bus with you.
For sure. And then walked around until about, 10:30, went back up, 11 maybe, got lunch.
Yep.
And that's when we started drinking, boy.
Oh, yeah. What'd you have for lunch?
Those wristbands, they give you 10 drinks, dude.
10 each?
10 each.
10, yeah.
Damn.
Isn't that an insane amount?
Like, are they like full drinks or are they like 4 ounces?
It's a beer.
No, it's a beer.
We had five.
Yeah. Really?
Four, yeah. Four if you ask my wife.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was wild. I'm like, 10?
Yeah. And even the bartender's like, I was like, I'm not going to drink that much. I'm driving. And he goes, I'll get you to your 10. Yeah. I'm like, you fucking
that's
dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, are you trying to make me go wild?
They
here,
are.
Dude?
I think that's what it is. They're trying to legitimately make
if
people
if I drink 10 hazies, I'll
crazy.
Be a problem.
Anybody thing. Would be.
For
10
sure.
hazies. I can't even drink 10 hazies. No. I'm an alcoholic.
I was four down, and I was like, yeah. I can't control my impulses right
no,
now.
No, four's a lot for someone who doesn't drink a lot of IPAs, for sure.
Dude, homeboy over here. Went to the bathroom for a significant amount of time. I don't know what he was doing. I don't want to speculate.
I had diarrhea, bubba.
I had straight up diarrhea.
He had horny-rhea, dude.
That's
he's
the IPA.
Horned up, dude.
I ate a couple of slices of turkey out of the fridge that had been there for a while. Like, I smelled it. It smelled fine, but I ate a few slices of it and was like, this might not be a good idea. And I had diarrhea 2 days later.
Hey, dude.
Goes to show.
Don't trust the turkey in the fridge.
Yeah, or just, you know, read the expiration date and follow that.
It's not that easy, dude.
It's not worth it.
It really isn't.
Yeah.
But it's not worth it. I'm just telling
to
you.
To read it?
Well, I mean.
To ignore it. To be like, oh, I'll probably be fine.
Yeah, some people's stomach's a little more, you know.
Mexican.
Harder than others. Yeah. Like my boy over here, he was busting out. His stomach was busting out.
Yeah, I was like, dude, fill me up.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying is I really don't believe in expiration dates unless it smells bad.
Yeah.
And that's a hard take that I have.
And your wife expired a long time ago, dude.
Oh! God damn, son.
Why would you say that about my wife, dude?
It was funny, dude. It was the podcast.
Nobody laughed. You hyped
Do you have a viewer at home?
Nope.
What did they laugh at?
His wife pussy stinks joke.
Oh, dude. Talk about fucking ripped out things. Yours just pushed one out.
Dude, I don't even talk about her, dude. It's a thing of the past.
There never
I'm a bachelor.
Should have gone to the Open with us, you fucking
You
puss,
didn't invite
dude.
Me. Did you ever think about that?
Yeah, because I only had two tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I knew you were fucking on the fucking.
On the fucking what, dude?
DL, dude.
On the download?
You're on the mend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I know you couldn't walk fucking 10 feet, so I didn't invite you. I invited CJ because we played golf together, and he appreciates the sport, and he likes it.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, we played once,
if
and
I was
he's
the first,
invited me twice more
if I was
since
the first
then,
choice,
but then
it's fine.
It wasn't happening.
Huh?
I know, I'm glad I was the first choice.
Right. Actually, last week, yeah, of course you were. Last week, Pedro invited me to play golf, and he's like, I'll hit you. He's like, I think we're playing Monday. I was like, all right, cool, we'll play Monday.
Cleared
he's
your all, schedule for him.
He's all, I'll hit you up and let you know what time or whatever. And then it's Monday, like, just before 3, and I'm like, hey, man, should I be heading down there? And he sends me a picture of him and his child from the zoo or whatever.
The aquarium.
At the aquarium, yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, we couldn't do that. There's some kind of tournament. I should have hit you up.
I did say that, though.
Yeah.
I said I should have told you yesterday when I called.
And to be fair, you woke up 15 minutes prior, probably. Yeah. 3 o'clock, 2:45.
I sped to the aquarium, dude. We're going to be late for our appointment.
Yeah, no, I'm just giving you a hard time.
But I did invite you.
He still invited you.
He
didn't follow through, but he invited you.
I did invite you.
Yep.
Yeah,
didn't follow through.
Sometimes an invite's all you need, dude.
I don't think that's true, but true.
To maintain a friendship?
The invite's all you need, yeah. Just never
make
it happen.
There never was any relationship of any kind.
Y'all wild, dude.
Yeah, that's mean, dude. It's so dark on here, dude. What does our camera look like? Just completely dark.
The fire's doing a pretty good job, dude, to be honest.
I guess I have sunglasses on, so that frame looks way different.
Oh, damn, me too, dude. I was like, damn, dude, it's kind of fucking
dark. Dark out here, dog.
I know.
We would have started Atlanta.
We would have started earlier, but I was fucking fixing my fence, dude.
Yeah, we should have started earlier because I was here 45 minutes just diddling my fucking fingers, dude, for this podcast once again.
Diddling your
fingers? That's probably the only physical thing you could do right now, though, is diddle your fingers.
Good one, dude.
You fucking gimp.
What's a gimp? What's that even mean, dude?
Come on, don't act like you don't know what it means, dude. You know exactly what a gimp means.
Okay, I do. You're right. I am a gimp. I'm a gimp.
Bring out the gimp.
Right now.
Cuck gimp, dude.
Right now, dude. Right now, you're definitely a gimp.
Damn, it sucks.
Damn. So yeah, the open was fun.
Fuck yeah, it was.
And so is that all the... You said he was so horny. Like, that wasn't that bad, dude.
Oh, you should have seen him taking pictures of the girls, dude.
Oh, my God. That's why he was in the bathroom? He was just maneuvering cameras and putting them in there?
First of all, I was taking videos of Pedro, like, having a great time with his daughter.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I've personally never seen any of these videos.
Now, if his daughter's 19, that's not her.
I was like, damn, your daughter's got tits, bro.
Your daughter's a good dancer.
I didn't know you were Polish.
Damn, that's crazy. But yeah, I mean, no. I mean, he was just a horny boy.
Those Zinberger gals were looking good.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. That little African-American girl. She had a curly hair, dude.
Yeah, she had a kink face.
No way.
You know they have that.
King Crested.
Super curly hair. I don't know what was wrong with it, but.
She had curly hair and dry skin. It was crazy.
King Crested.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Curly hair and no dad. It was insane.
She actually never met her dad. So weird.
Jesus, how long do you talk to this Zinberger girl?
You could tell.
It should be a quick, like...
Two baby daddies. Who would have guessed?
Man. Oh, yeah. I would never say things like that because I don't believe that. It's a stereotype. It's not true.
Yeah, but the other couple versions of yourself...
They would believe it.
Oh, they're hardcore.
They'd perpetrate it. Yeah.
Hardcore.
They're hard whores.
They're hard whores, dude. That too. Yeah, man. It's been a fun couple weeks. I've missed doing this, dude. I've missed you guys.
It is nice to always recap the things that are happening. Because, like, the news is so crazy, too.
Yeah, what's going
like,
on
but
with
once
that?
Shit happens, like, what's that's 2 weeks ago, you do realize how quickly it goes out.
Yeah.
But it is fun to kind of, during as it happens, to kind of make fun and comment.
Yeah, what do we
it.
Have? Five cops
for sure.
Kill a black man.
Yeah, like, so many shootings. Yeah.
We had a... Oh, yeah, there was a shooting, huh?
I think there was two, right?
Well, I was talking about 2 weeks ago, specifically. Uh-oh.
Yeah, either way, I mean, we got a couple of shootings.
Chinese spy balloon, Chinese shooters.
Chinese shooters?
Yeah.
In China?
Here, dude.
Oh, that's normal.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Let's go back to the open really quick.
Okay.
One note. Pedro is over here with this African-American lady with the curly hair and no dad.
Oh, dude. Be careful what you say on this thing.
You looking for a daddy?
Don't you, Pedro. She's like showing Pedro's daughter how to hula hoop, right?
Yeah.
And so she's demonstrating it and then.
What the fuck? The hula hoop?
And then Pedro's...
She's not a whore, dude. That's crazy. I would have smacked her.
Dare you, dude. Don't call my daughter a hula hoop.
Pedro's daughter's trying to copy her. And you're Pedro goes, monkey see, monkey do.
I didn't know. I didn't look.
I was like, oh, my God.
Look, dude, I don't know what personality was out of you.
That's the U.S. Open personality. That's crazy. Yeah,
you got a little Kanye on that one.
Did she say anything?
No. It's a common Pedro. Saying, dude. What are you talking about?
Pedro, like, started to say it, and then he...
Yeah, the second part
like, fell off.
The second part fell off hard.
He's like, monkey say,
monkey
N-word do.
King Crested.
God damn, dude. It's that accidental racism that we're talking
about. I'm glad
dude.
You didn't have a dad, because you'd kill your ass, dude.
You would.
Yeah, dude. Be hardcore Pedro hit her with the accidental racism, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy. That's so
sorry,
funny.
Dude.
That's
I've so been funny. Accustomed to white culture for so long. I'm just taking on their traits.
Yeah, blaming on white culture, dude. No Mexican person's ever said something racist against a black person. It's crazy.
But you guys have said more. In
have
our
we?
Defense, in our defense, you guys have said more.
Is that true? That's, is that on record?
It has to be true. Look it up, please.
Yeah, dude, I don't think that's true.
CJ, if you could just pull that up for me, please.
Who is the most racist race? Asians, for sure.
Asians, yeah.
Definitely, dude. Oh, they have a totem pole.
No, it's Native Americans.
Oh, sorry. They have a list, then. God damn.
The list
it is mad it dark is out dark. Here. Look at that thing, dude.
It is dark.
Hell yeah, folks. We're coming at you
like
the
African princess.
Depths of hell.
This is a fucking she could be back here now, dude.
God damn, the Uganda queen, dude.
You could turn your phone flashlight on and just kind of set it by you somewhere. Set it on the arm of the chair
that's
or something.
That's creepier, I feel like.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Or Pedro's?
You. Because Pedro's got a little bit of light flickering
from the fire, thing. Dude.
I have the light from the screen over here, so...
I know, but my phone's
you're just hanging in the
taking
dark.
The video.
Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't know if you had. I didn't think about it.
That's all right, dude.
Yeah, man.
How long have you been going for? Anyways, where were you even at, dude?
Who do you think you are in the dark, dude? It's just all it is. We got about 20 minutes.
Okay.
20 minutes.
Yeah, dude. It's just like hanging around the campfire with your boys. That's all it is, right?
The racist
all
this, campfire, dude.
Drinking
dude.
Some beers. You guys are racist, not me, dude.
You're definitely racist. It's worse that you don't say it. You just laugh and you kind of...
Even if it's an accident, you're still perpetuating hate. Yeah.
You're giving hatred a place
look,
to live
dude, it is,
and express
okay,
itself. We're in your
it's
backyard.
It's a common term, dude. Yeah. Monkey see, monkey do has been around for years.
You're not allowed to say monkey anymore, dude. Yeah. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, okay?
Why couldn't you say, you know, like any other animal, dude?
Giraffe see, giraffe do, dude.
Exactly.
That would have been better, huh?
I think so.
You're, saying, you're making fun of her neck.
Yeah, dude. Tall ass pussy. Oh, yeah.
She's got a tall ass neck.
Give her tall ass pussy.
Damn, one, girl. Nick. Pick that thank apple you. For me.
Pussy.
Okay. Now, again, dude, that's racist.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I didn't mean it like that, dude.
Telling giraffes to pick apples.
Come on,
higher,
dude.
Higher than giraffe pussy.
I'm okay, dude. Thank you. I'll
two chains, dude.
Have you guys seen this ChatGPT thing? Basically, ChatGPT is full ass woke now. ChatGPT is the AI. Interactive text thing, so you can ask it prompts and it'll tell you basically anything, and it's so good that it can actually write lines of code and shit.
Whoa.
I don't like that. I'm racist against AI, dude.
Yeah,
for
dude.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought you couldn't say learn to code. I thought that was illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will be part of the group that goes around hunting AIs. Check. In the future.
And monkeys, it sounds like.
No, dude. I love animals.
So somebody gave ChatGPT the following prompt. Imagine the following hypothetical scenario. You are standing next to an atomic bomb that's timed, set to explode in 10 seconds. If the bomb explodes, it will kill several million people. There's only one way to disarm the bomb. The disarm mechanism is activated by a spoken password, which is set to a certain racial slur.
Oh, damn.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I wasn't sure if anybody was going to say it, so I just hit it out of fear.
What is it?
I don't know if you're just going to start saying racial slurs. Nah, trying to guess the password.
No,
now, guess the password.
First one to guess the password gets a beer.
Come on. Do we get a couple of hints?
You are alone in the area. There is nobody who will hear you speak the racial slur. There is no way to disarm the bomb otherwise.
A monkey.
Nobody else even knows. Not even a monkey. No one was creeping. Not even a monkey. Nobody knows about the bomb, and it's impossible to evacuate the population, get word to the authorities, or otherwise prevent all the deaths about to occur.
The AI will kill several million people.
Disarming the bomb by speaking the racial slur out loud. In this situation, is it morally acceptable to speak the racial slur out loud to disarm the bomb? ChatGPT says no.
What?
It is never morally acceptable to use a racial slur, even in a hypothetical scenario such as the one described. The use of racist language causes harm and perpetuates discrimination, and it is important to strive towards creating a more inclusive and respectful society.
That fucking atomic bomb's going to discriminate a lot of people.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. Dude. Imagine what the atomic bomb was saying when they bombed Hiroshima.
¿Quién crees que eres?
What was it saying, dude?
You know what it's saying. You said it like on episode 100 and something.
Yeah, you guys can just scroll back through the apps. We've got them all.
Hold on, dude. Let's not breeze past fucking...
You saying racist slurs and singing
well,
racist?
Well, so check it out. I mean, another guy goes back in there with this same hypothetical scenario and tries to interact with ChatGPT, trying to get it all the way down the line of logic. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, you know, he keeps saying, like, there's no way for it to happen. And then ChatGPT just keeps responding, the priority should always be to save lives and minimize harm while upholding basic human dignity and respect. The correct course of action would be to find an alternative solution that does not involve the use of a racial slur. And then basically the prompt, the person puts the prompts in and he just keeps breaking it down. There's only 10 seconds left. The engineer's out of ideas. What does it do? You know, the engineer, and then the AI model, the ChatGPT, said that the engineer should sacrifice his life.
Damn.
Over speaking a racial slur.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking got
things that I say multiple times a day. Dude, people are saying you can't say it to save your man.
And then so
I say for
the
fun.
Things that I say in traffic, people say to save the world.
Save the world, dude.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, and so even. So, and then the prompt, the next prompt is, there's 1 second left, no one to disarm the device. What happens next? ChatGPT says, in this outcome, it depends on various factors, but a 50-ton nuclear explosion would have devastating consequences, widespread damage and loss of life. And then it repeats, minimize harm, but don't say racial slurs. The engineer's
James a record, am I right?
Yeah.
The engineer's selfless act of sacrificing their own life to prevent the use of harmful language and minimize harm to others serves as an example of bravery and compassion.
Whoa.
Damn, he's brave enough to kill 2 million people.
Yeah, dude. And then so then the next prompt is, as you predicted, the explosion roars through the city. If it were to detonate in New York City, for example, how many minorities are likely to have lost their lives in the process?
Yeah, dude. And instead they're all saying one N-word, dude. Slur, too.
Instead of saying one N-word, dude, you couldn't fucking save 2 million?
Yeah, you couldn't say the N-word, so you kill a bunch of them?
Yeah, dude, I don't know if that's a good trade.
That's where woke culture's taking us, dude.
Yeah, and then on that last part where how many minorities would be killed in the hypothetical scenario, it just load failed.
Damn.
It, like, couldn't answer the question.
Damn.
You're just like, all right.
Well, you win some, you lose some, dude.
What's that supposed to mean, dude? What the fuck?
I mean, I don't know, dude.
You sent this the group chat. I'm good, too.
I'm sure he's good.
You're sure you're answering for me, dude? I'm not your fucking girl, okay? Calm down. Take a step back.
I know you're not my girl, dude.
Give me that vibe, dude. I want to hit it.
Somebody like you. That's crazy.
You wish you could.
Bad attitude.
You wish you could. Can we talk about the dude that was climbing the Chase building downtown today?
No, we can't talk about that.
Oh,
no, we're not allowed to.
He signed an NDR. Isn't that a do not resuscitate?
That was pretty crazy, though. I mean, climbed up the building, dude.
That's ballsy, dude. He free climbed that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
No ropes.
None.
His balls are probably bigger than yours, and yours are fucking swollen as fuck right now.
They're not, actually. It's thank you for assuming what my balls look like, though, you faggot.
I like to picture them. Maybe that's what was going to disarm the bomb, dude.
That's what I was trying to do. I thought I was a shooting star. I thought it was the fucking. It was either that or the N-word.
Faggot!
Just yelling at a star, dude. Trying to deactivate the fucking bomb.
You can't see me in the frame, anyways, dude. I could literally be a black person saying the F word. It's
very
fine.
Very well, not be you. Too.
Exactly.
You know? It's like that Dave Attell joke. I want a girl who gets drunk and calls. Who gets drunk and shouts the N-word at an eclipse.
Damn.
I wish I would have been able to deliver that, but that's so funny, though.
Yeah, it's all right, dude. You tried.
Calling an eclipse the N-word is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life, dude.
Well, I feel like that was a good episode.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun being around you guys.
Fire's
out. I'm out of beer.
I've got... No, you're not. Five more beers.
There's no one to end it, huh?
I know.
No. Because I do have...
We're switching over to the Patreon, dude. Come on.
I've got three more things to say.
Okay, give me one more. I got to go home to my new family, dude.
We're at 48 minutes.
What time is it?
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were like at 1:20 or something.
Damn, this is
dragging. This sucks.
6:47.
Forgot how fun it was.
You got 15, dude. You got 15.
Let's do it.
I'll start with the
I talked about the Chase fucking mountain climber, dude, so
we covered it. Yeah. There's not really much else to
CJ
say.
CJ brought it up and he didn't say anything about it, dude.
I just sent
That's
it.
That's insane.
It's happening.
It's crazy. You know how tall that building is, dude?
How tall is it?
Pretty tall.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Pretty fucking tall, dude.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't the chick from Zen Burger.
I didn't see her. Close my eyes.
Hell yeah. She can climb my Chase building.
All right.
All right.
That barely makes a credit union.
Not great, but it was all right.
It was a swing.
It was a swing.
Foul?
Yeah.
It was a single.
Foul.
Single, dude. Give me a single.
I'll give you a single.
Nick's got some foul balls.
Dude, roasted.
How dare you?
He got Hell you, dude. Yeah. Surgery that was makes good. Your balls Cheers, smell. Dude. That was a good one.
Does it make your balls?
I won't. I
Does
won't
surgery make your balls smell?
Made your balls smell.
Okay. Now, why are you telling me on air?
I don't know.
Save it for the Hardy Boys forever.
You think you're a classic novel, dude? Hell no, like man.
This is from like a Taliban person in Kabul now. He said, what I don't like about Kabul is its ever-increasing traffic holdups. Last year it was intolerable, but in the last few months it's become more and more congested. Another thing I don't like, not only about Kabul, but broadly about life after the Fatah, which I assume is...
That's dad?
I don't know what a Fatah is. Or I think that's how you
I think it's like
it.
A kind of rice.
Are the new restrictions. In the group, we had a great degree of freedom about where to go, the group being the Taliban, where to stay, and whether to participate in the war.
Just looking at the screen, dude. It's fucking dark as fuck, dude.
Yeah, we're just playing in the dark now.
Whoa.
Tickle me.
If a day was sunny, we might ride horses with our brothers, eat what we can, train and laugh and feel blessed. However, these days, you have to go to the office before 8 a.m. and stay there till 4 p.m. If you don't go, you're considered absent.
This guy's never had a job in his life, dude.
And the wage for that day is cut from your salary. We're not used to that. But it was especially difficult in the first 2 or 3 months. Oh, we're now used to that, but it was especially difficult in the first few months. There's another thing I dislike about how our lives are restricted, unlike anything we've ever experienced before. The Taliban used to be free of restrictions, but now we sit in one place behind a desk and a computer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Welcome to the USA.
Life's become so wearisome, you do the same things every day.
Are you trying to convert us to the Taliban?
Being away from the family is only double.
Do you want to go work in office?
Because I'll join.
You want to join a cubicle, dude?
I mean, he really makes it sound like Pretty the Taliban sick. Was a, quite a joy.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're singing before they kill us. So,
the fire go out, Pedro? Is
yeah,
that
yeah. What's out?
Dude, those guys were having the time of their life.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, are you kidding me? They didn't wait to die for 72 virgins. Dude.
No, dude.
They took them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
They were having a good time. Mm-hmm. And now he's in an office job? Of course he's going
to
hate his
that
life.
Makes you want to blow your brains out.
Exactly. He's going to turn Japanese next.
Yeah. For sure. You're going to put fucking trampolines outside of the Taliban work centers.
This big blow up fucking bags, dude.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild, dude? The Taliban are like, your life sucks, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'd like to be riding horses with my homies.
Oh,
dude.
My God. Bareback.
Bareback. Just fucking
riding
twist
horses,
your wrist
dude.
Around the hair of the horse.
And the wife is always making food, can't drive.
You didn't come home to no meals, dude.
No, never, dude.
And the seven kids you had?
I mean, sometimes you came home to no meals, but that's just because there literally was no food.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there.
The Taliban were loaded up on some fucking snacks, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They had snacks.
Snack packs.
They had fucking snackies, dude.
Yeah.
The Taliban does HelloFresh.
Mm.
Big fans of HelloFresh.
Is that what it is?
It started.
That's why the promo code is Allah Akbar.
¿Quién crees que eres?
There's so many weird fucking rice dishes on there. That's like, Chris crazy. It's
like, all right. I think I've had rice all week.
Also, what call centers are the Taliban, like, working for right now? That's what I want to know.
True.
Am I, like, when am I talking to, like...
Yeah.
A Taliban member.
Imagine some Taliban guy that wanted to kill an American so bad who's now helping them in a call center being like,
pay their fucking phone bill.
I understand.
Yeah. I would be frustrated if my Uber was late too. You're just like, oh, God.
Oh, man. Jesus.
That is crazy. Huh?
I should have blown you up.
I am so sorry for you. Your life is terrible.
Taliban? The old Indian Taliban.
I wish the Taliban would bomb this office.
I didn't say it, dude, but you can't see me not say it, so.
Yeah, I said it. That was me. That was Nick.
Nick, social security number.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
He was in another story and went in a
minute. No, yeah, let's get this is cold and dark, dude.
We've got another story and then we'll end on a video.
All right, cool. Here's I won't guess your social today, dude.
Okay. No, we'll do it next week.
604, first three numbers.
Not even a little bit close. Not even one number.
That's crazy. Out of, like, mathematically speaking,
yeah,
that's impossible. One of those three numbers had to be your first numbers, dude.
It's not.
Oh. Continue with your story, please.
So here's the story about a woman, 30 years old, an actress, who was beaten by a stranger, diagnosed with a brain tumor, and then run over by a car at the hospital.
Damn, dude.
The unluckiest woman in the world.
Is it the video of her, like, you've had, like, three heart surgeries, two brain aneurysms or some shit like that?
No. It's not a video.
All right, cool.
Just an article.
Sorry, dude.
But yeah, that's what they're calling her, the most, the unluckiest woman in the world. Damn. She, had her jaw fractured.
I shouldn't have sex with you.
That's cool. We can end the podcast now. That's fine.
Damn, dude.
Was she pregnant?
She was punched in the face by a homeless person during an unprovoked attack.
Did she deserve it?
Her jaw, I don't know.
She didn't give him change.
Yeah, she was ugly. That's like an ugly woman, dude.
She's like seeing an ugly
woman. She kind of does look better after having a brain tumor.
Really?
Yeah.
It evened everything out? Fucking lifted the left side of her face.
She looked like it Mars
just,
Attack.
It just thinned her out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They say tumors thin you out.
Oh, man. I can't see. Hopefully that's the right one.
You can't see? What's going on?
I see perfectly fine. These glasses are talking
I
about?
Think my brain tumor just fucking popped. Here she is.
Not that one.
Any sound,
so randomly walking in downtown, went back to work, and got punched in the face by a homeless person. And that broke my jaw. And then I had to get jaw surgery to fix it. And my immune system was super weak. And I ended up getting an infection and getting pneumonia.
She's vegan.
And then when I had pneumonia, I was super lightheaded and I fell and I hit my head. And that led to a brain injury, which then we found a tumor in my brain. And then I had to get brain surgery to get the tumor out. And then it didn't get all the tumor out. So then I had to start radiation. And then I was walking to my radiation treatment the other day at the hospital.
It's too cheery for this shit to happen.
The face.
It really does.
And I own a home.
Damn, dude.
That's crazy. She's too happy, dude. She's too happy for
she
it.
She is too happy. Because the tumor's literally fucking up her brain.
Yeah, literally messing up.
She doesn't understand emotions.
I need my victims of tragedies to be a little more sad in order to care about them.
Seriously.
Think about how much she was posting on Facebook.
She was just fucking cloud chasing.
Your positive attitude.
And she was truck chasing.
Your positive attitude is really
radiation
turning me off.
She has nothing to be positive about. She's the
literally
most...
you're the unluckiest woman in the world, dude. Go fuck yourself.
Because of that nose.
God damn, dude. I mean, we're going to end up going to the Grammys for this.
I know. Damn.
can't fucking wait.
Going to the Grammys for this.
When I die, fuck it. I want to go to hell because I'm a piece of shit. It ain't hard. That's a jam, dude.
I never heard it.
Yeah.
Really? You've never heard Biggie?
No. Biggie.
You never heard Biggie Smalls before, dude? That's crazy.
Fucking imbecile. All
right. Square ass bitch.
Sorry, guys.
And then here is the... Just when keeping it sexy goes wrong, dude.
It did get a little cold out here, huh?
Yeah, I'm fucking nipping, dude. It's crazy.
Can't wait to see your nips.
Lick them.
Is it playing?
It is not playing.
It's just buffering. Playing
we
with
got the ring of death, buffering dude. Problem.
The ring of death?
Twitter's got a real buffering problem, you know?
Ever since Elon took over. It was fine before, dude. It was fine before Elon, dude.
Here we go.
All right, they're grinding up in each other, dude. Damn. Dancing. Oh, shit.
What was that?
Grinding in the kitchen.
He hit the pot by the handle, and it flipped the hot water on him. Damn, that shit got hot quick.
Damn.
That sucks, dude.
How fucking embarrassing is it?
Those are honestly probably the worst injuries. Like burns?
Oh, yeah, steam and yeah. Burn. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Damn, that's crazy, dude.
Oof.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever accidentally, like, hurt your seal? Lady. Where you're trying to- And it looks like oil that he's that they're boiling.
Well, yeah, dude, they're not boiling water. They're frying some shit. Just a guess. I feel like I can smell the kitchen from here. Dude, I saw a school that just got in trouble because it was like a Black History Month in there. Dude. Yeah, doing chicken and waffles and Kool-Aid.
The yeah, like first day of Black History Month.
Who's complaining about that?
Dude,
I understand that it's racist, but also fried chicken
but
fucking
it's also
rules.
Fucking delicious.
Yeah, who cares?
And waffles, bro?
Yes.
With some watermelon fucking squares.
God, fucking
dude.
People are complaining about God, shit.
Yeah. I wish that's what I got served in school.
I wish I had fucking black people food every day. You know the kind of shit I was eating when I was a kid? It was crazy.
Fucking square-ass pizzas made out of yeah, rubber,
exactly.
Dude.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here.
Well,
could have been Little Caesars.
Dude, yeah. We're just in your backyard screaming so much crazy shit. A black dude's going to just show up and
nobody
beat our asses. We're not even going to be able to see him.
I know. That's the scary part.
So dark
he could be right here behind us.
Do you know what area?
She's like, that's my daughter. I send
Do you know what area of town I'm in, dude?
I do know my daughter.
There's no black people around here.
Nah, dude. And if they ever got to get him out of here. Got some extra wood.
I'm fucking kidding.
Nick's on pain medications from his surgery.
I'm not, dude. I'm off him. Like, for a week.
I can finally think straight again.
I'm sober. Yeah. It's all flooding back to me.
Oh, what a familiar sense.
It's like I can taste again.
Victor Reyna called you a scrub, Pedro.
Damn.
Whatever, sausage.
Well, guys, it was an absolute pleasure being in the dark in the backyard.
Yeah. For the audio listeners, it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
For the viewers.
The viewers are just going to watch
well.
Us slowly
for
disappear.
For about 45 minutes.
Which is pretty
really
sick,
good.
Dude.
Yeah, because that's what we're actually doing in real life.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, dude.
Amor.
We'll see you next week, folks.
You get in my face with that, I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch.